Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, an evolution to your higher self, where ancient wisdom meets modern living. I'm Harmony, your podcast host. Leveraging my expertise as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and clinical business mentor, I engage in genuine conversations with industry leaders, delving into the realms of health, wellness, Ayurveda, and the art of holistic success. Our mission here is clear: to inspire, educate, and empower you as you step into your higher self, unlocking your true potential and the secrets to embracing a life of purpose and impact. Hit subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating helps spread the wisdom far and wide. Get ready for a holistic adventure as we explore the path to holistic success. Welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast and the evolution to your higher self. Before we dive into today's episode, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor, the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. This cutting-edge program is tailored for health and wellness professionals ready to elevate their practice and for women aspiring to achieve holistic success. Ayurveda Alchemist is your pathway to optimizing health through Ayurvedic wisdom, a true odyssey to unlocking your fullest potential. Whether you're a health professional seeking career fulfillment or a personal health enthusiast yearning for holistic well-being, this certification is your golden ticket. Act fast, because our inner circle is intentionally small to ensure optimal learning guided by industry experts for a personalized, transformative experience. Limited spots are available, so seize the opportunity now. If you're ready to revolutionize your life and make a lasting impact on others by becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach, don't miss out. Apply today at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. Hello, wonderful people. Welcome back to another evolution of your higher self podcast episode with the wonderful Melissa Alves and myself. For those of you tuning in new, thank you so much for joining us. I am Harmony, and I'm an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and the founder of the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And this is my beautiful co-host, Melissa. Over to you.
Hey everyone, I am Melissa, and I am a 5D energetics business and mindset mentor and the Ayurveda Alchemist Student Success Mentor.
And today we are going to be talking about a topic that's come up a lot lately, and that is confidence, like how to build or feel more confident in yourself to really step into and evolve into your higher self, because that's a huge part. A lot of people, women specifically, we can have a lot of that negative talk and that self-doubt, and our confidence can get really rattled by so many different things, and then we don't show up in the way that we want to show up and be the people that we want to be. So we're going to speak about how we feel about cultivating more confidence in our life, how we've been able to step into that, how it is difficult, and how maybe you can sort of build more confidence around yourself so you can step up into your higher self. And the other aspect of this is also resilience, like how to cultivate more resilience, because we're always faced with obstacles in our life. It's just part of being a human being. And if we have more confidence, we can face those challenges and adversities with a little bit more resilience. But there's certain tools and techniques and mindset shifts that need to be made in order to be able to do that. And we did run one of our VIP masterminds on Friday, yes, last week, and it was amazing. But the theme basically was around this confidence piece, because after running these for a few years now, what we have noticed is a lot of women are saying that, specifically in their business, that one of the main things they lack is confidence. And this episode doesn't have to be specifically for business owners, but just women in general lacking confidence in their career, in their life, in their family, in their friendships, whatever that may be to you. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And myself and Mel, we had a lovely chat about this topic yesterday over lunch, And so we thought, this is our next topic for the body. This is what we're going to bring to the people because we really dive deep into it ourselves. But before we get into the topic, Mel, have you had any wins this week?
Yeah, I think my win for the week has definitely been our event, our VIP mastermind event on Friday. Like, it was really epic, and the women that were there were all health and wellness professionals that were so grounded, so beautiful. And to for us to, like, me and Harmony sit down and we envision what these events going to look like, and to actually see it come into fruition was amazing. Like, we've held Biz and Bubbles before and different kind of events, but this was, and it was a little bit different. We had a guest speaker, then we ran a mastermind, we had a photo shoot. It was just epic. So I think that was the biggest win for me this week.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to be a bit of a copycat and say because I loved it so much, just seeing all of the women in the room up level, and you did an amazing job with the branding photos. So everyone walked away with 6 branding photos, although you gave them a little more, and they just looked amazing. You did such a beautiful job. The girls were so pleased with it, and I feel like, yeah, we really had that deep connection in the mastermind, and such a wonderful guest speaker who was talking on confidence, like how to confidently speak and share your message. So I'm loving this theme, keeps coming up in like every aspect of my life at the moment, with my clients, the students, the mastermind clients, and now here we are on the podcast. So I'm really keen to dive into it. And if you are someone who is a holistic leader and you do live on the Gold Coast, we do run in-person VIP mastermind events. Our next one is on the 23rd of August, and we put all the event details in our Facebook group, the Women in Business and Beyond Facebook group. And we also have a charity event coming up on the 29th, and all those proceeds are going to Destiny Rescue, which is a wonderful charity to help children sex trafficking.
Amazing.
So Mel, let's dive in to our topic of confidence. First, I would love to ask you, can you define what confidence is to you?
Yeah, confidence is to me, like, you know, when I hear the word confidence, or how I feel about confidence, is really courage. For me, I don't feel that I have confidence, even though on the outside, you know, a lot of people, you know, on the outside, and they see me on Instagram, they see me talking, and they say, oh my God, Mel, you have so much confidence. But, you know, that is absolute bullshit. Like, I don't have confidence. I think what I really cultivate is courage. So for me, I really have a lot of courage. And I think confidence comes from having clarity, especially in business. Having clarity, if you're showing up to talk at an event, if you're showing up to run a mastermind or program, is having clarity on what you're going to speak on, or your way forward, or if you have clarity going forward with mapping out your business. So clarity, I think confidence is matching up your skill set with what you're planning on doing, and really having belief shifts. Mm-hmm. And I think it's those three things for me anyway: having clarity, leveling up my skills, and having belief shifts. And it takes courage to get the clarity. It takes courage to up level, or takes courage to go and do the inner work and shift those beliefs. So for me, confidence is courage. It takes courage to jump on this podcast today and talk. Like, I do get that little bit of imposter, or that nervousness, or like, oh, am I going to fuck up with what I'm saying, you know? But then I tap in and get that confidence and go, okay, I'm not confidence, the courage. I'm like, okay, Mel, you've got this, you're a fucking lion, let's go, you know? And then the confidence is the, for me, the confidence is the feeling after the action is done. Then I'm like, oh my God, that feels great. So that, yeah, for me, that's confidence, how I feel.
I think you summed it up beautifully, and I wholeheartedly agree with the courage piece, the courage, and then taking that courage with action. So really implementing the action with the courage. And sometimes we will perceive a woman to walk, you know, those women that just walk into the room and they just like no bother in the world. They just, their shoulders are back, they're open through the chest, they're like radiating beams of sunshine. And you're like, wow, like they're just so confident. Like they mustn't have any worries in the world. But actually, sometimes they really do. And they just know how to put on that persona. And maybe inside they're not actually feeling that confident. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they've worked through their limiting beliefs and they are coming in from that point of view as, you know, I'm really confident to be here because I deserve to be here. I'm worthy of being here. And if we are looking at it from, like, say, a business sort of perspective, if you are in the holistic field, coming from it from a place of my message is so much more important and needs to be out there than the way I feel about being seen. So a lot of the times women can feel they have that belief about, I'm not worthy enough to be seen and heard. Like, who am I to be sharing this? And then other women are like, I need to share this. Like, I just know that I need to share this message with the world and I've got something to offer. And it's often coming from that place of service and this deep calling to share a message that you can really find that courage and that confidence to walk into the rooms, to be there. The other thing I think really helps with confidence, and this might sound a little funny, but I was thinking about this morning when I was emailing a potential collaboration, is that confidence is definitely trained and can be built, and it's often trained and built through multiple setbacks and no's.
Yes.
I've had so many no's in my business from so many people. And at first you take it to heart. And at first you're like, oh, like, why don't they think I'm good enough? Or, you know, what did I say? Did I say something that, you know, upset them? How come I'm not aligning? It's all things like that. And this can even be like, I don't know, if you're in relationships or in your career, you know from your bosses, whatever it is. I've had so many no's, and I'm grateful for those no's because they have really strengthened that resilience muscle, which has made me more confident. So today when I'm typing away this email in relationship to a really big collaboration that I would like to spark up, I was like, I'm just going to ask them and I'm going to put it out there. And I have no attachment to them saying yes or no. I mean, I'd love them to say yes, but I have no attachment and I have no worry sharing that with you guys on the podcast that I've done that email. And I was thinking as I was writing that this morning, geez, I've come a long way because I wouldn't have even dared email this company back in the day because I wasn't confident enough. I was like, well, who am I? So I think it can definitely be built up over time, and the strength you get from and the resilience you get from the knockbacks can really help strengthen your confidence if you see that in a positive light, if you work on your mindset towards that and just see it as a complete transaction. And it's not always about you, it's often about them. Like, I have had to say no to so many people lately because I am extremely busy. And if I said yes to everybody, I would be saying no to myself and it would be at the detriment of my own health and well-being. So I've had to say no to people and I've had to learn to also be on that end where I'm like saying no and maybe knocking those people's confidence, but it has absolutely nothing to do with those people. It has everything to do with me and where I'm at in my life at the moment. So I think that a lot of the time when it comes to confidence, we have to see it for what it really is, the situation, not read into it too much. We're not mind readers. We can't get into other people's minds. We don't know what goes on in their lives. So rejection can be a redirection. And if we see it like that, then we can slowly start to build that confidence. Because what we've got to say, if this is confidence, as you said, it's courage, it's moving through the action, it's moving forward, it's stepping into your higher self, it's being true to yourself, it's being authentic, then what can knock confidence? And what I see knocking confidence is not having a strong enough or a resilient mindset to be like, to feel self-important and self-worth when you get the answers that you don't want, like the no's. Or when someone says something to you that may be not the nicest thing, or you perceive that they have or there's been a miscommunication and you perceive they've said something and they haven't actually meant that. And so then your confidence is knocked. So what else would you say, Mel, that sort of knocks people's confidence, so to speak?
Yeah, that is a really good one. And I just want to say, like, that resilience piece comes, it's amazing, but I'll come back around to that. So what other things that I see knocks people's confidence is their self-belief, you know, because it all comes back to self, right? And if you are so true in yourself and you have an unwavering belief and a really strong mindset and you're so grounded and anchored in the truth of who you are, when people say no, you're going to be like Harmony that says, okay, I'm not going to take that to heart because that's not me. But when you're still working on, you know, shifting identities and going through the layers of the onions and on that self-discovery path, your beliefs will definitely knock you down and not have the confidence. Like, I remember not having the confidence like you, Harmony. I'm working through the same thing of saying no to people because I want to make people happy. I don't want to upset people. I want to make sure people like me. So that's a huge thing I'm working on at the moment, because that does knock my confidence when I know that I want to say no because I know what path I'm on. And then I have this people-pleasing thing that I don't want to let them down. That shit, that belief, knocks my confidence. Then I'm not confident in who I am. It takes me off myself, like off my power. So yeah, definitely the belief shift. So really, and I want to go back to when you're talking about resilience, because, you know, I always get asked this, and Harmony, you know, I remember you asking me before, and I never knew a way to answer it. Like, when people's like, Mel, you were so resilient. Like, I get that a lot. You were so resilient. How do you pull through? What things do you do? And I just never knew how to answer it, because my whole life I've just had to be resilient, you know. And I was really thinking about that this morning, going, oh, I've got to give some, you know, a better answer than, I don't know, just suck it up and you just build resilient. So for me, when I go through challenging times, or when I'm doubting myself, or when I don't have the confidence, or, you know, stuff in life happens, how I build resilience is now I look at it in a different lens. I go, okay, you know, I do sit in the victim for a little bit and go, okay, poor me, why is this happening? But I really quickly shift out of that and go, why is this happening? The challenges or the lack of confidence is just feedback of something that needs to shift within myself and something I need to grow through. So building resilience is really, I get a lot of feedback and I go in self-inquiry. And a lot of you have heard, I always talk about my magical cave. So I go into my magical cave and I really self-inquire. That is when I allow myself to feel a lot of the emotions, a lot of the pain, a lot of the hurt, the crying, the victim, the, you know, snapping out of the victimhood. So I really feel through it and then grow through that, you know. So, and I think when you're on your path of finding your confidence, it's really, like you said, it's building that resilience. And when you're building that resilience, then it's like, for me, pain, I've gone through a lot of pain and suffering, and it's my throat chakra is like, don't talk about it. Yeah. Like, no, don't talk about it. Yeah, so it's like I've gone through a lot of pain. It's like, how can I keep getting knocked down? How much more pain can I feel? But it's like anything, it's your body, or my body, your body starts to, and when you go in your magical cave, it starts building resilience, because your nervous system goes, okay, you're not going to die. Something bad isn't going to happen. These emotions, these big emotions that you're feeling, is okay. We just need to process it. So it's really connecting in with your body and using the tools like breath work and things like that to calm that nervous system down and talk to yourself like it is okay. And your body goes, oh, it's okay when we feel these emotions. So next time I feel these emotions, yes, I feel it and I feel it big, but my body's like, it's okay. So I don't, you know, I still get a bit of that fight or flight or fawn or whatever, but I know that it's going to be okay. My body knows it's going to be okay. So it's just like chili, right? The first time you eat it, you're like, oh my God, it's so hot. You use your tools like milk to drink to soothe it down. You're like, okay, that works. I can still feel this sting, but it's okay. And the more you eat the chili, the burn doesn't, the heat of the chili doesn't change, but your body adapts and like, oh, this burns okay. I'm not going to die. I can pull my tools like that milk if I need to. And then once you start building resilience, that confidence is going to come. It's like, okay, all I need is courage and then I'm going to be okay. And that confidence is like, I'm okay. This is, I've got this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I think you are one of the most resilient people I know. You have been through so much and you just keep going and keep coming out the other end stronger and stronger and stronger. And not to say that happens to everyone either. Like, I don't want to sort of paint this picture of you can go through all the hell in the world and you should just come out really strong and confident and resilient, because that's not the case. Like, everyone's life is so different and what they've been through and just the way that they deal with it. So it's not always the case, but I do think that confidence can definitely be a habit or a feeling that you can step into. And when you really are sure of yourself, it's all about coming back to having that radical self-awareness, because when you know who you are on that really deep level, you don't need any other justification from anyone else. You don't need to be told who you are or what you should do worry about other people's opinions of you as much, because you're so sure of who you are and what you came here to do. And that's what we've spoken about before, you know, walking on your dharmic path. When you're really walking on your dharmic path, you find that inner strength, that resilience and that confidence, because you know that this is who you are and this is what you're here to do. So I think that coming back to like some techniques and tools that you can do to cultivate more confidence and radiate that confidence, which is so beautiful because that really draws people into your energy, you know. And when you are radiating that confident self, that is your higher self. So that's just your higher self coming out, right? And so to give the listeners some tools, what I personally love is, as you mentioned, deeply connecting to self. And the best way to connect to self is what we refer to in Ayurveda is practicing pratyahara, which is really drawing inward. So what pratyahara is removing external stimuli and senses and bringing awareness to the senses within us. And when we can bring awareness to the senses within us, we are tapping into our wholeness, our humanness, our spiritualness, like everything that's part of us. And the way that I like to do this is to find a nice quiet spot and sit down and really focus on my breath, a calming breath. So come close the eyes. And one breath that we do love to use is a bumblebee breath. And what we do with this one is we do an inhale, deep inhale, and then we actually block the ears, we close the eyes, we can even block the nostrils and place the fingers at the corner of our mouth so we're closing lips, and we literally just hum out like a bee. And as we do that, we're stimulating the vagus nerve, so we're moving into a parasympathetic state. But what we're also doing is we're blocking off these senses to the external world, and we're bringing all of those senses inwards, and that just helps tap into our wholeness of who we are. And by doing that each day, it might sound a bit like, how's that going to build confidence? But it does. It just brings you back into yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. And then if we want to build resilience, we can do like different breathwork patterns that actually bring us into an excited sort of sympathetic state, that in a really controlled way that helps us build that resilience, how we can get into this flight, like this heightened mode, and then drop us down into a parasympathetic calming mode in a really controlled manner. That's what it allows us to do. Mm-hmm. So there's some tools that I love to play with building confidence. The other one is giving myself an avatar. I know when I first started teaching yoga, I was like, oh, you got to get on stage in front of everyone. You got to sound wise. You've got to know all of your, like all of the techniques, all of the asanas, the postures. But not only that, you've got to remember like what, you know, what one you're going to do after what one and what side you did and all of that kind of stuff, the sequencing. And it can be really challenging. And I used to be like, oh my God, you know, this is going to be so awkward. So I would give myself this, like yogi avatar, and before I would go in and teach, I would sort of spray myself with this beautiful set spray and then talk myself up as like, you are a beautiful, powerful yogi here to share your message, and just step into this avatar of who I needed to be on stage before I could actually be that person as myself. So it's not faking it till you make it. I mean, kind of is, but it's really just stepping into that higher self that you're not always being because of this lack of confidence. So that's another technique that I really love to use, is like create avatars for yourself where you know you've got to step into that confident version of who you are, whether that's presenting in a boardroom or whether that's presenting a masterclass or teaching yoga or Pilates in front of people. Coming on podcasts, you've really got to like create that sort of podcasting version of you, know, where you're confident. Like when we're live streaming, this is live streaming into Instagram and our Facebook page, and it's nerve-wracking because you're like, God, anyone can just see us rabbiting on here. Like, but you've got to show up as that confident version. We're human. We're not here to be perfect either. So they're my little tips. Mel, do you have any tips to cultivate more confidence and or resilience in your life?
Yeah, definitely. So the resilient thing, I think I've spoken about how I cultivate resilience, but for confidence, definitely, especially in business, you know, I'm still working through so many different layers of imposter and like, oh my God, and you know, all the things. So when I do feel that I'm in that stage, I always, always go into a meditation, like a little breath to drop me in and then into a meditation and really connect in with myself into that power. And I get dressed up, like even though I'm at home and working from home, I get dressed up. Like I get dressed up. If I'm feeling like that, like having those doubts, not feeling so confident, and I have to sit in front of my computer and I have to create content, I don't feel empowered. I feel sloppy. I feel shit. So I get dressed up. I literally put on like my earrings. Like you see me how I'm presenting on podcasts. I dress like this at home on my own because it just invokes that version of me. And yeah, I do my meditation. I get dressed up. And you know, when you're talking about creating those avatars and tapping into that, like, some listeners may go, oh, but that feels like you said, Harmony, oh, I'm faking it. And, you know, that's not really me. But that is you. We are multidimensional beings. And all those versions of us are living out there in parallel lives. And we get to choose to tap in. Who am I tapping in? Which version of myself am I tapping in? And there is no faking it. We are all those versions. We are all those avatars. And it's like, what energy of that avatar do I need to tap in today to pull out, you know? So I tap into that boss babe Mel that just helps people, that the information just flows out, and tap into that. So they're the things that I do: get dressed, do my meditation, and go, which Mel am I going to play today? Which one am I going to tap in today? And I wanted to ask you quickly, Harmony, because I was thinking as you were talking, going, you know, when I feel most confident, when I really have to pull on my tools, what I've just spoken about was when I'm in my, you know, inner autumn, the inner winter, when I'm like, oh, I'm a bit erratic. But when I'm like in my inner summer or in that spring and I'm coming into summer, I'm feeling confident AF. And I think we had this conversation. I'm saying yes to everything. I'm showing up. I'm creating content. I don't even second guess it. I'm like, fuck, I feel good. And I also feel really good after I exercise. So that's another tip. Like, I hate doing weights. I hate exercising, but I know I do it. Even if it's for 10 minutes, I get the hand weights because afterwards I'm feeling good. So I wanted to ask Harmony, is it cortisol, the hormone that we can produce in order to get into that confident state? Does that make us feel confident?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting question because cortisol in the right levels will support that, but generally cortisol is our stress hormone, right? So cortisol will actually make us feel more flustered and stressed out and self-doubt and anxious thoughts. And when we've got really low cortisol, we'll just be feeling like bombed out and we can't produce enough energy, which makes us feel lethargic and really low with our confidence. But in the right levels, yeah, you're absolutely right. And exercise, it does spike a little bit of cortisol. But what exercise actually does, and why movement is so important for confidence, as you mentioned, is it activates our endorphins, which is our happy hormones. And also keep us really clear. So you spoke about the clarity piece to confidence. I know poor Mel is going to cop it whenever I go for a run because on my runs, I get all these ideas and we do a lot of business together. So I'm like running, I'm like pulling out my phone, giving a voice, even though I should be very present on my run, I must admit sometimes I'm like, blah, 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 I'm just going to say this. Don't mind my breath. I'm running. She's like, oh yeah, here we go, 5:30 a.m. This is Harmony messaging me again about some idea because I'm getting really clear. I'm moving. I'm feeling happy. I'm running out in nature and the elements. So that is such a beautiful way to cultivate more confidence is get out in nature, move your body, like start to, and like you said, I do the exact same thing. I feel like if I'm feeling a little bit down on myself, a little bit like not good, I don't want to just sit there in my tracky dacks and Ugg boots. I mean, sometimes I do, let's be honest. But if I know I have to show up and show up as tapping into that confident version of me who I truly am, that higher self, then I will get on my beautiful like goddess rings and my nice angel wings sometimes and show up as that confident person I know that I can be. And how I want to be delivering and how I want to be seen. So 100% with those tips. And I think one more that I'd love to end on is also what really boosts your confidence is surrounding yourself by positive people. Because if we think about what confidence is and then what it isn't and what can drop our confidence is being around toxic people that put us down, right? Because lifetimes of traumas, like all of those things will really crush our confidence because we have this underlying belief that we're not worthy enough, we're not smart enough, we're not, you know, who are we to be seen, who are we to be heard, like who are we to be here? But when we surround ourselves with a positive community, and that's why building community is one of my highest business values. I love that. That's what I've done with the Ayurveda Alchemist. Love, love, love that community. And with our events that we run, Mel, it's all about community focus. It's because we are bringing the women, the holistic leaders together who are all there to inspire and motivate and cheer each other on. And we even mentioned this in the mastermind. We're not all here to exchange business services with each other. Most of us here probably won't do business with each other. We may collaborate. We may, you know, offer our services and they, you know, we might resonate with someone, but highly likely we may not. But what they are is they're a community of cheerleaders who can get you through some of those really challenging times. And if you're not in business, it might be about getting a community, say you're a new mother, like finding a community of new mothers that can support you through that time in your life. If you've got older kids going to high school, maybe you're finding a community of mothers who are in that same situation or empty nesters, like your kids are leaving your home and you feel like, oh, like who am I without my children? Find your community. It's so important because they're your cheerleaders. They're the ones that you can ring up and understand what you're going through if you find people who are doing the same thing as you. I know for me, business is the biggest personal growth evolution you will ever go through. Like I said, you get so many no's. You're on a freaking roller coaster every day. not just weekly, like every freaking day. You want to know when to jump off, when to jump on. Like it's never ending. It's exciting at the same time. Love it. Wouldn't do anything else now. Couldn't work for anyone else now. I don't work for myself for so long. But it is confronting. I tell you, all your shit shows up in your face, in your business. And I know if I'm having a really shitty day and my confidence is getting knocked because your launch didn't go as well, or, you know, someone says something, I know I can ring Mel. I'm like, you know, this has happened, this is this. And she's like the one to pick me up. No, babe, like, come on, you're amazing, you're doing this. And I feel like without that, it can be a really lonely journey. So no matter what journey you're on, to help you step into your higher self and build that confidence and resilience, you need a team behind you. It could be your family, it could be your friends, but I really highly recommend getting people that are at that same level doing the same thing that you require confidence around. So whether that's parenting, relationships, business, whatever it is, because they're the people who are going to lift you up when the times are getting dark and shit and you need someone to support you.
Yeah, I love that. And when you spoke about, you know, surrounding yourself with people because and not toxic people, because we're energetic beings, right? We're picking up energy and other people's belief system. And then I want you guys, like, sometimes do you think, I have this all the time where I get these thoughts in my head. I'm like, oh, hold on. I was feeling so good. Why am I having these thoughts? These are not mine. And because I'm like, okay, who have I been around and what are they feeling at the moment? And go, okay, that's why, because I'm picking up this, right? Like, I bet you guys in Harmony, you do it all the time. You're like, oh, this is not me. This is someone else's stuff that I'm feeling. So yeah, it's really important that you are very, like, non-negotiable, really, on who you have around your circle, you know. And I know we've spoken about before, I've, you know, the last probably 10 months has been really going who's around me and who needs to go, because that is just sucking energy out of me. That is making me frustrated. That is making me annoyed. These, you know, and who wants to spend energy thinking about that? Because that gets you out of alignment with the truth of who you are, your higher self. So yeah, get rid of those people with love, send them off with love, and really build a beautiful, uplifting, empowering community around you that you can not only receive from them, but that you can also give.
And I think a great example of that is, say you were to walk into a function, a room, like a function, and you're going with this one friend who is, she's saying, oh, should we even be here? Like, you know, we don't even know these people. They're all like earning this amount or doing this. Like, oh, I don't feel like we really belong here. And you're like, yeah, it'll be all right. And she's like, you know, sort of, do you think though, we haven't done anything that fantastic? Like, how are you going to go walking in? You might be like, oh, we'll just sneak in and sit on the corner and watch what's happening. You know, we won't sit at the table with the people. We'll just be like in the background. And that's sort of how you enter the room. And then your whole embodiment of that experience will be seen physically as you start to hunch your shoulders, sneak in, like maybe dress yourself down a little bit so you sort of just blend in the background. But then if you're with another friend, so it's the same event but you chose to go with another friend, and they're like, we are going to be in the room with the people. We deserve to be here. I cannot wait to meet these people. This is so great, babe. You look so, so good. I love this dress on you. Like, let's get in there. Super excited, pumping each other up. You feel energized. All of a sudden you sort of walk in with your shoulders down, your beautiful dress on, you're strutting in, and you're like, hey, you're meeting all the people, you've got your shoulders back, so you're really coming in with that confidence feel, and you're just excited. You're in that embodiment of excitement as opposed to like sneaking in because you don't think you belong. So you've got to think of that, like who you surround yourself will also impact the way that you show up for yourself a lot of the time, if you haven't reached that point of really knowing yourself and already just being really confident no matter who you're around. So I think that's really important. Anyway, I hope you guys got something out of this. I hope you're feeling more empowered, more confident. Go find your people. I say today, go find your tribe. Make sure you can think of two people at least that you could call if you know that you're just feeling low, you're not feeling your best. And make sure that you have them on speed dial. And if you do want to come to one of our events and immerse yourself with a beautiful community, please DM either myself or Melissa on Instagram. I am at Harmony Inspired Ayurveda. Melissa is I am Melissa Alves on Instagram. You can connect with either one of us. And if you're interested in becoming a Vedic breathwork practitioner, we are running a trauma-informed Vedic breathwork practitioner certification on the 18th and 19th of May, 2-day in-person intensive here on the Gold Coast. And it will not only teach you powerful breath to help build confidence and resilience for yourself, but also how you can help other people do that by teaching one-to-one sessions, workshops, retreats, and so on. So I will put the link for the ISL Vedic Breathwork Practitioner training in the show notes. You're welcome to message us if you have any questions about that as well. Mel, is there anything else you would like to add or anything you've got going on in your world?
I've got a event which I think will be perfect, talking about confidence, the I Am Truth event. So in there, we're really going to, I've got this energetic tool that I've cultivated over years of going through trauma and challenges that's really going to help not only shift, reprogram your subconscious mind, but also work with the inner child and then have an energetic tool to shift that energetically from your energetic body. So that's a really great tool that us as entrepreneurs can use while trying to cultivate that courage and that confidence. So yeah, it's been a powerful tool that I've used for years and I'm finally sharing it. So that is going to be an in-person live event on the Gold Coast on May 5th.
Yay, so excited for that. It's going to be amazing. Thank you everybody who has tuned in. We really appreciate you being here. If you love the episode, please give us a 5-star review so we can spread the wisdom. Spread the wisdom far and wide. Thank you so much. Namaste. See you, Mel.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Big thanks for hanging out till the end. I'm curious though, did you skip the intro, eager to get into the juicy contents of this episode? No worries if you did, but you may have missed my important announcement and the accredited Ayurveda Alchemist program that was calling your name. It's the golden ticket to becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach. Dive into ancient Ayurvedic wisdom and give your health and wellness biz the glow up it deserves. If you are ready to ride this transformative wave, apply at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It means a lot to me that you have taken time out of your day to listen. Let's keep the convo going on socials. Dive into our amazing community on Facebook full of soulful women like you, the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook group, where we keep these conversations going and offer other free live training. You can find me personally on Instagram at Harmony Inspire Ayurveda, or take a sneak peek into the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy on Instagram at Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next chat. And if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating, it's like giving us a high five of podcast love. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time it is in your part of the world.